This is an MUT Radio podcast.
For Inspirational Mondays, we're having the GOM Bobby TDK on my cassette right here on Ihlangana Limitation. Hello, my love.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
Ni touch up your energy on a Monday, TDK. You were gigging last night, I remember.
I think it's, I have to say it's within us, hey?
Yeah, hey?
I think it's within us. But, I mean, I guess, you know, when this thing is in you, you know, like, you don't fake it. It just happens naturally.
It happens naturally,
know?
Hey?
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I'm a very bubbly person.
You are. So, You have been the kid. I don't know if I can call you like that. You've been the kid on the block since because you've done radio at the age of 14, eh?
Yes, at a very young age.
And waqala wa dance at 40, and now you are a performing artist. So, kungini osukwenzile in your career with media and entertainment. So, walk us through the journey from then, usa ku radio, kuzuwe manje. How has the experience been?
It has been a growth for me because, you know, from starting from radio, I never knew that I'd be in the industry, you know, for the fact that I was in, I was doing radio back then. It just was the love of the fact that all my parents, my grandmother, my grandfathers used to listen to it. And I used to really like the kiddie show, you know.
Yeah.
I always see myself participating in that. So now that one is in the music industry, to be precise, like it has been an honor because it's not easy, I won't lie.
Yeah.
And for a short period of time, I mean, I've been in this industry for like close to 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And I've accomplished quite a lot, you know. So for me, it's a blessing in disguise, yabo.
Yes.
And I guess, you know, sometimes, Twani, there's a saying that our parents always used to tell us, you might plan what you want for your life, but God knows more than you can expect. So I guess I'm just living in that testimony.
And I love the fact that, Nshuktua Ena, you've pursued your career we music and entertainment. Ufundile futhi, you have qualifications, not just one, hey?
My mom is a very strict woman. For the mere fact that I fundi, you know. And that for me has been a bit of a pressure because I remember before I dropped the Moroza, I think I was in my third year. And you know when you have to write assignments and you have to submit projects and so forth and writing exams and lapo, you traveling to different cities, different countries. There's a point where I literally had to speak to my dean and be like, yo, this is a life I'm living right now, you know. And if I don't make it to some of my classes, which is wrong of me, please understand. You know, if possible, can I have like a special timetable of some sort, you know? But we managed, you know, I did manage to the point where I had to get like an extra tutor that's going to come in with me to my classes. So, because sometimes it's all good to katele, I don't know, but at least, you know, for tabukuna is subject, I understand that, you know, maybe your tutor is going to be with you for two days in a week and that particular subject, he or she will be there to assist you, you know, just to explain what's okay. Like, I have to teach you 1, 2, 3, 4, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was a really, really long process. But, I mean, today I'm happy to say that I've got my bachelor's degree, you know, in communication management science. And it was all because of the hard work and the fact that I literally told myself that I'm minusing everything else and just focusing on two things, which is my career. And my current career, which is my music, right now.
Because it's a good thing, Uguti, wabona ukuthi angumele uyeke isikole, because you have something to fall back on. If ubona ukuthi ekwi industry kanje, because we just need to be honest with each other, hey? Kwi industry, akave kunzima, it's tricky. One moment you are, we peak, the next day, so at least you do know ukuthi you have something. Also, overly ushaye manje uyabona ukuthi industry ngathi kuthanda ukuthi kube nzima kancane. You know. Yeah. So samazi thina uTDK ngedomoroza. touch goqa.
He would yes, that was my first. I mean, before that, I've done quite a few. I mean, I've done kusheshe. With my police.
Yeah.
So I've been in the game. It's just that I haven't been too much forefrontedly. So right now, for the mere fact that when I dropped Tomorrow, that's when people then knew Kashalashu TV became a cassette, you know? So, I mean, that for me, I remember when I came up with that song, we were in studio with a lot of gents, and I remember, and these gents that I was with, they were kids, you know, they're like, yes, you should actually do something with kids, something about inspiring the kids on the street,
yeah.
You know, something about, you know, embracing the fact that, you know, it's not over until God says it's over, and, you know, something that will just push you as a youngster to just, you know, put your head up high,
yeah.
You know, in this life that we're living. So that, for me, it touched me quite a lot because I came from the a society of you have to work to get what you want. You know, you are never given.
Yeah,
and
very true.
I also came to a society of, you know, God comes first, you know, more than anything or more than anyone. So that for me was very, I mean, that song in particular is one of my spiritual songs that sometimes when I sing, I get quite touched because not only am I just singing it for the community or the people, but I'm also singing it to God himself, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I guess that was one of my biggest songs, you know? So I really, really, really still appreciate and thank everyone that participated in making it a reality.
You've also worked with numerous huge names in the industry like UHHP, OK Malum Cool Cats, Prince KB, yes. Maninga Kulu, and Omunyega Umuntu Wasemzanai. It's Cubs at a Small for European tour. So tell us about that, Guti. You've had a tour?
Ah, yes. I was overseas for a week and a half, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And that was my first trip overseas. Well, not my first, but my second trip overseas, and I was with Cubs, and he was also coming up back then, which was, I think, 3 years ago. It was amazing. Even with WHP, as much as he might not have maybe pinpointed me, but for the fact that I was part of his dance crew, I remember when he was doing a huge show in Johannesburg, I was part of the dancers. So I've been around in the entertainment industry. I mean, I know also what also helped me was working with the likes of DJ Dira because I was, you know, part of the whole PR and events coordinating team in his company. And that also helped me understand the industry as a whole, you know. So I've worked with quite a few. I mean, for the mere fact that I'm glad to say I've worked with Abu Casper, I've worked with Abu Maporis, I've worked with Abu Sjiva, I've worked with, oh my gosh, there's quite a lot of other artists. I mean, I'm out with right now that we just dropped a song with when we shoot a music video for. It's amazing, you know, and, you know, features abroad. You know, so it for me, sometimes I feel like to pinch myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like I'm living a little dream. But I guess, you know, they say sometimes you can dream of it and think it might not be a reality. And one day it shall be one, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of myself, actually.
Speaking about Amarodi, you've recently, Ngoba Dushi now, you've recently released Mia Mia, which is banging and being played like on almost all radio stations. It features Amarodi, which is Reese and Uzuma. How did you meet up with Amarodi?
I met up with Amarodi through Udara. Udara does the things. I mean, that gentleman is one of, you know, the hardworking managers I know in the industry, you know, amongst a few. So I approached him. I was like, yo, I would love to really work with your team, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, I remember I spoke to him 2 years ago, to be quite honest. That's just like the thing where his Katsia Ham. And when that happened, I think they were quite busy with their own things, you know? So I met the boys through their manager, which is Udara. And, I mean, from there on, I mean, everything else is history because the opportunities and the love that the boys have given me and the love that the boys have shown me, it's amazing, you know, mm-hmm. because they just said, okay, you better know with Tim as I'm out of the real life, we quite do. And you see that you might be a little, you know, this, that whole, oh my gosh, I'm a puppy, but when you're in studio, I'm going to put my girl on, okay, fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's amazing working with them. We also, I'm dropping an EP.
Nice.
With them. With them. And, I mean, with Adam Shunresi, you know, Bantu, and quite a few other artists. So I'm really excited for that, too. So I guess everything is just every step that I take is just by the grace of God, I must say, you know, and everyone that has supported me till this far.
You know, if you make God the center of the foundation of your career or whatever you're trying to pursue, akukho okungalungi, you know?
True, that is so true.
So, igama la Gqombhobi, because manje ubuza ngoGqombhobi. And mina, I knew very well, Uthi, the time sengaqala futhi kuDomoroza, I knew, Uthi, if I see umuntu othi shwi ngo pink, or in the bright, I know it's CDK Makassette.
Can you see that? That one has started the trend. Now we're all wearing bright colors, which is quite nice because
yes.
that means you know you've kind of started a mark, you know. And to be quite honest with me, I mean, I used to look at the likes of when I was very small, I was very very young, but as young as I was, I look at how
Boom Shaka.
You know when they play TBTs,
yeah.
On your Lebo Matosas, on your, you know, your Spice Girls overseas, you know, your Nicki Minaj and so forth. Like, I really, really was like, I really want to be like them one day. In terms of dressing up, not to be the music side, you know. But music for me was just a cherry on top because I've always been a bubbly, colorful person, you know. And now that I'm now shifting into a genre of my piano, I really call myself not necessarily a Gqombhobi, but I call myself a musician. You know, I call myself a commercial musician.
Yes.
And because that puts me in a spot of even gospel, I can jump on. Even hip hop, I can jump on. Even, I mean, anything that's got to do with music, I can jump on. You know what I mean? So, I guess Gqombhobi came from the fact that I literally jumped on from, you know, Yotomoroza, Nailewoki, Kusheshe, which is will forever be my first love, you know?
Yeah.
But as time goes and as you grow, you see with Yazin, there's more to it than just putting yourself or cornering yourself into one particular drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Gqombhobi, again, it came from my friends. Because they just saw this little. They always told me, "What's yours when I cook?"
No. Yabona, I'm telling you, I was surprised. Wuti, you're 30, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I was so surprised because you look like 24 or so.
So yeah, I still am 21, 24. People keep it that way.
The numbers, Nje, when I increase, I wear Nje 21.
You know, so they always said, so that's where the name came about, you know, for my girls and my friends. So, yeah.
As we're coming to the end of the interview, such a beautiful interview we're having with you, tell us about your future plans. Since you're about to release the album, what can we expect from UTDK?
Oh my gosh, like a lot of TDK in the music industry. That's my highlight.
Yeah.
And the fact that I'm dropping a project for the very first time. And, you know, I think I should just tell people to just check my socials. I think my socials will update each and every one of my fans with regards to what is happening in my life. But what I know is a lot is going to be happening, a lot of international work and a lot of international stuff that's going to be happening that we're working on right now with my team. So I'm super excited. And yeah, so people must just stay tuned.
Is it true that you've recently signed under Amaroto?
Yes.
I like it, girl. I like it. So manje vele, not that to go to see you move vele in Joburg kakhulu. Nase Durban is still gonna do gigs, ne? I was quite
leaving. Oh yeah, I was there not so long ago.
Yeah.
I think it was a week ago, if not, yeah, I think it was a week or 2 weeks ago. So I'm forever in and out of Durban, in and out of Durban. But most of the time I'm literally in Joburg, with regards to putting together the project, which is why I'm here for now. And for when you, obviously when you're moving around different countries, you know, you know how promoters are, it's best for you to fly from Joburg. But I'm in and out of Durban and Joburg.
For people that still haven't followed you on socials, on Instagram, Ganjena, Facebook, Twitter, what are your social media handles?
Please do follow me at TDK Makassette on Instagram, at TDK Makassette on Facebook, and at TDK Makassette 1 on Twitter. Those are my socials. All the information is there with regards to booking me, with regards to partnering with me and so forth. All the information is there on my bio and on my social. So people can link up with me there. And please don't forget to download.
Thank you so much, my love. I wish you all the best in your career.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you, my love. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.